Well, let's talk now to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, who's at Leinster House. Paul, we've heard Jack Chambers setting out the government's position. What are the opposition parties saying today about trade and about government spending?
Well, to a certain extent, the opposition parties recognise that when it comes to tariffs and trade, that is a competency of the European Commission. And so they're waiting to see what Ursula von der Leyen and her colleagues are able to deal with when it comes to US President Donald Trump. They are aware that the Irish government is lobbying Brussels to ensure that any reciprocal measures to a certain extent will protect the Irish government. And I think they'll make their judgment on the Irish government's actions at that particular point. Up to this point, what the parties like Sinn Féin have said is that the government should proceed with the plans it's had, spending plans, and you referenced one of them there during your interview with the Public Expenditure Minister, childcare being a key measure. And the Labour Party's also been talking about how what the government needs to do is to ensure that it's got policies in place that if jobs do come under threat, and we've heard from the SRI it could be up to 100,000 jobs under threat, that there are measures put in place to help employers keep their employees in the jobs for as long as possible. But today, Rachel, in Leinster House, it's been very much focused on today. It's the cost of living measures. Those have been the key points that everyone's talking about, with all of those grocery prices continuing to rise. The Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore, she was saying that there should be cost of living measures in Budget 2026, but they should be targeted. She said it was wasteful to have electricity credits going to things like holiday homes. It just wasn't work. They should try and ensure that the weakest in society are protected. For Sinn Féin, once again going after cost of living measures, their TD for Waterford, David Cullinan, he was focusing on this and saying that the government was okay about doing cost of living measures during the election, but now somehow that's changed. This is what he had to say.
Well, we predicted before the election campaign, when we had all of these one-off measures, that as soon as the election was over, that those supports would disappear like snow off a ditch. And here we are, after the election, the first budget, and the government is saying that it cannot provide cost of living supports to families. And that's at a time when families are seeing their groceries go up almost on a monthly basis, insurance going up, rents going up, mortgages going up, almost everything that they spend their money on is going up, and families are really hard pressed. So it's really sickening and galling for families to, on the one hand, have to deal with all of these price increases, and a government that seems to be sitting on the sidelines and not doing anything about any of those price increases, but then say that all of the supports that they were more than happy to put in place leading up to an election campaign, they will no longer put in place because the election is over. I think that's deeply cynical. We called it out before the election. We called it right. And unfortunately for those families, I would imagine many of them have buyer's remorse, some of them who voted for this government on the basis that many of those supports will continue. And yet, it seems in the first budget after the election, those supports that were previously in place and more will now not be in this budget.
And that was Sinn Féin's David Cullinan speaking earlier. Paul, will we move on to the presidency? It's obviously occupying a lot of political thought at the moment. And this morning, the Independent Ireland leader, Michael Collins, he was asked at Leinster House about suggestions that his party could join forces with AIMTU for a presidential bid.
And on the phone, I haven't spoken to Patrick Tobin at any time about. I've spoken to him a lot of times about different things, but we haven't spoken about any presidential candidate. And I'd be honest with you, and I've always been honest when it comes to the presidential election, and so is Deputy O'Donoghue here. I don't think AIMTU can put forward a candidate that can get 20 votes. Prove me wrong, pal, and I'll say yes, you're 100% right, and I apologise. But at this present time, I don't think that's a possibility. So it's. You know, there's a lot of able people have been putting their names forward, or talking about putting their names forward, and we'll be talking with some of those people in the DSA, Independent Ireland.
Independent Ireland's Michael Collins. Labour have also been talking about the presidency. TDs George Lawler and Marie Sherlock said they had an open mind on Catherine Connolly's candidacy, despite the Independent TD accusing that party of having lost its soul.
Look, I'm very clear that as somebody who's worked in the trade union movement for many years, and people can have, you know, very real disagreements with each other, we have to be very clear here about, you know, whether the left can actually come together and back a candidate who there have been previous disagreements with. And I think the thing is, that will be part of the conversation today. But, you know, certainly, you know, she was supporting another candidate in the Dublin Central general election, Claire Daly, you know, and so we can all talk about the various histories and about the disagreements we've had. But I think the question now is that Michael D. Higgins has been an incredible president in this country. We in the Labour Party, as George said, take the presidency very seriously. And Catherine Connolly is coming forward as a credible candidate, and we have to seriously engage with that.
Labour's Marie Sherlock talking a short time ago. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is still with me. Paul, will you bring us through the current state of play on the presidency?
Well, the person who's taking the lead at the moment is the independent TD for Galway, Catherine Connolly. She's due to talk to Labour. It has to be said, those comments you referenced about having lost its soul was some time ago. At the moment, she's now going in to try and see if Labour will support her bid to be that unified left candidate. And the other big thing today will be a close of nominations for candidates for Fine Gael. We expect, but we don't know, we expect there will be only one name, and that is Mairead McGuinness. However, we don't expect, if that is the scenario which turns out, for her to be campaigning full tilt until next month. As you heard, Fianna Fáil still saying we're going to think about it, and that's married by Sinn Féin. They too are saying they're not going to look at a possibility of a candidate until next month, and their leader Mary Lou McDonald is still saying maybe she will, maybe she won't, and the truth is we just don't know. Lots of other names are floating around. One person who definitely will not be standing is the former independent candidate Sean Gallagher. He took around 28% of the vote in 2011. He stood again in 2018, and I understand it, he has counted himself out. He will not be running for a third time.
There were seven candidates in 2011, six in 2018. By comparison, Paul, we could be looking at a relatively small field this time.
It would appear to be the case, and the fact that they're also going to run a short campaign, you know, beginning in September and ending possibly in the second or third week in October, is also an indication, I think, Rachel, of just how bruising a presidential campaign can be, as Sean Gallagher can attest to. They do tend to focus on the personal rather than the policy, insofar as that the presidency has quite a confined role. And we have seen candidates in the past, in previous elections, who really got beat up by it. So I think to a certain extent, people are saying there's no either A, I don't want to do it because it's too nasty, and B, if I am going to do it, I want to have a very short campaign. That seems to be the combined thinking of the political parties on the left and on the right.
This is it. When there's no issue, everything can become an issue. Paul Cunningham, thank you very much for joining us from Leinster House.